So, Warrior Business Club. The Fenland Athletic has been through some difficult times in the past year, and the fans have done a fantastic job saving the club from almost certain liquidation. Our club was only days from ceasing to exist, and thanks to many of the people in this room, the club was saved and put on a firm survival footing. Unfortunately, the business community suffered as a result of Dunfermline Athletic's problems, with some significant losses sustained. One of our main objectives in the 1885 club is to try and rebuild some of these bridges and re-engage the business community of West Fife. We believe that strong bonds between successful businesses and a successful football club can bring great rewards for all. The 1885 club has been set up to help local businesses, charities and Dunfermline Athletic Football Club. We want to be a vehicle for success and support. A core part of any successful football club is its business community. Why? Because it attracts investment to the football club and offers a platform for businesses to network and promote their company and products. A win-win for both sides. St Johnson and Dundee United are great examples of clubs that have a successful team on the park and a thriving business, community and club off it. But look at the facilities we have at East End Park and the large fan base. There is no reason why we cannot match or surpass these other clubs, whilst at the same time helping local businesses be successful. So what are the benefits for Dunfermline Athletic Football Club? Build relationships with the business community and repair damage that has been done in the past. And as said before, re-engage the business community of West Fife. An opportunity to target bespoke services, marketing and hospitality. And hospitality tailored to the business community needs. The win-win. Football club and business working together to the benefit of all. It's great, Jackie, this swap the pages and pressing the button. Encourage business people to get involved with the football club. Our club needs talented people running it. And who knows, maybe future board members or shareholders may come from businesses introduced by the business club. And of course, raise additional funds. Everyone will have their own reason for getting involved with the business club, but this is mine. I want to see our once great club great again, and the business community can play a large part in helping us get there. So, what are the benefits to me or my business, I hear you ask? We've put together a list of benefits, but this is just the beginning. Hopefully, as the membership grows, our offering grows to meet the needs of its members. Business networking in a fun and relaxed way. We plan to have bi-monthly networking sessions like today with keynote speakers. I'm just going to hand over to William, who's been working on the keynote speakers, just to give you a flavour of the sort of thing we're trying to achieve.
Good morning. Yeah, as Gary says, we've got a mixed... trying to take the club in the direction that we are. There's a number of people want different things. Some people want football, some people want sport, some people want business. And trying to mix all that together to get the correct speakers has been very difficult. Firstly, I think we're all happy that Bill's come along today. He's obviously well respected in Scotland, and certainly in Dunfermline he's helped us in the past and keen to help us in the future, so thanks from me, Bill. We've got five or six speakers lined up for the rest of this year. We've got Lord Leach, who currently is the chairman of Bupa, amongst other things resided in West Fife for a long time. We have Stephen Thompson, who is the current owner and chairman of Dundee United Football Club. We have the Right Honourable Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister, who's coming along to speak. And we're currently trying to get Sir Willie Hockey and a couple of other well-known football people along as well. So I think you'll agree that the calibre of people we're trying to attract is testament to what we're trying to do as a business club. So I'd like to also place on record our thanks to Jim Leishman. Jim's the guy that's opened these doors for us. Easy for us to go and speak to people, and generally would take a long time to come back to us. And Jim, with generally one phone call, has opened the doors and got these people to commit to coming along. So thanks again, Jim, for your help. And I'll pass you back over to Gary.
Thanks, William. the opportunity to promote your business. At future events, members can, if they want, present offers and services to other clubs, and I know that will appeal to many of you here today. The chance to meet and interact with directors, coaching staff and players. Today we've got Jim Jeffries, the club chairman, the interim board, legends and Roy Barry and Jim Leishman, and that's no bad for starters, is it? And hopefully we can get a lot more of that type of involvement. Socialise with like-minded people, the opportunity to network in a social environment with other business people and hopefully make friends and valuable connections. Experience unique events. Like today, our intention is to be different from other networking clubs. We truly want to mix business and pleasure, and using many of the connections within the club, as William's just outlined, to try and do something out of the ordinary. And support the club we all love through fundraising activity. The money raised by the club will be used to sponsor specific projects to help the club move forward and support charitable causes linked to the club. For example, that may be paying for a youth team to play in a tournament down south, or help with funding in relation to the cost of physiotherapy, or if they need a new minibus, or any other worthwhile strategic causes that will help Dunfermline return to the top of the Scottish football once again. We are already talking to the football club about fundraising possibilities at the moment. So, benefits. Two members to attend home matches in the director's box. The club has kindly offered us before each home game, two members will be drawn on a rotational basis and offered the chance to visit the boardroom pre-match and watch a game from the comfort of the director's box. Also giving people the opportunity to get to know the directors of the football club as well. Interest-free monthly plan for advertising. This was designed with smaller companies in mind, but open to all members, encouraging companies to work together with the football club and at the same time helping their cash flow. Network with other business clubs. Contact will be made with other business clubs from within football with a view to hosting joint events. I've already mentioned St Johnstone, Dundee United. There are many clubs that have a business club, including the SFA, and we plan to contact them, all of them, and host something together. A free match day programme listing. A list of companies joining the business club will be placed in the match day programmes. Free website listing on the 1885 business club website, and a link from the DFC official website to that website. I don't know if any of you have been on our website yet, but you see that there are some logos and things up there at the moment, and the opportunity is there for all businesses that join to have their company advertised and their logo on the site. Preferential meeting room rates. We want to encourage members to use the great facilities at East End Park, and 1885 club members will be offered preferential rates and special packages to do this. Poster sites around the ground. The opportunity to promote your business to both home and away fans at various sites throughout the stadium and in the lounges free of charge. I don't know if you've noticed the many small poster sites that are around the ground. Great if you want to do a product launch or something like that on a specific date, use the stadium. It's there for you. Planned events. Well, obviously, the 28th of February, we're launching the network event, and that's today. The next thing that we have on our calendar is on the 12th of April, we're going to have a hospitality day here at the Kingdom Club, Dunfermline Athletic versus Forfar Athletic. Obviously, we've got a few Dunfermline connections at Forfar, so that should be interesting. Normally, we get a few words for Dick or something like that. We would appreciate if you're interested. We've already booked some places with the club for that. If you're interested in coming along to that, please let us know. It's the normal price. It's £40 for non-season ticket holders and £25 for season ticket holders. That money just goes directly to the club. But we will be, again, we want to try and do things slightly differently. On that day, we will be having pre-drinks served in the boardroom at 12 o'clock before we come down to hospitality, just to give the members a chance to say hello and get to know each other, because it's the next event after this one. On the 9th of May, back here in the Kingdom Suite, networking with a keynote speaker. We haven't finalised the keynote speaker, we're waiting on a reply yet, and as soon as we have that, we'll let you know. But hopefully, it's top of the bill. And on the 23rd of June, a social night. Jim has kindly offered to do a football night for us in a restaurant. We're going to just go out for a meal and have some football chat. And a few pints, and you know, for many that's what's important about the club, is the social side of it as well. So that's what we've got in the calendar at the moment. If we look at what we want to do in the future for next season, an annual flagship event. This one is for next season, and this may be a ball, a sportsman's dinner, or something equally grand. We're working on ideas at the moment, but ideally we would like to have one event a year that is something that people really want to come along to. I'm sure William, who's looking after that, will do a grand job. Pop-up bars. What we'd like to do, again, it's for networking and socialising on a regular basis in a casual way, is that pre-match, if there's space in the stadium, maybe a lounge or a box is free, or maybe the boardroom or whatever, that we can have a pop-up bar where members just come along, meet, have a drink before they go with their friends to the football. It's just another informal way of getting together. Top keynote speakers at networking events. You've heard William. We're trying to get really good names, as we have done today. Player of the Year. From the start of next season, we plan to have a business club Player of the Year, an event. So we'll have our own trophies, you all get to nominate who the Player of the Years are, etc, etc. We think that would be a nice gesture to do as well. Once an annual away day hospitality, the 1885 day out. Once or twice a season, we plan an away day at another ground or other sporting event that will include transport, either a meal or hospitality, and for those wishing to take part, no doubt a few drinks as well. This is the one that I'm looking for. We can just see the bus leaving here from East End Park or whatever, and we'll go to wherever, whether it's the football, the rugby, or it doesn't matter. It's a day out for the members, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. More social events. For many, this will be one of the key benefits, and social nights will be held as often as members would like. These will be varied, and we have already some cracking ideas like curling, golf days, theatre nights, taster menu evenings, to more casual events and local restaurants. It's really up to you what you want this club to become, and these events will happen as often as you want them to happen. If it was Ian, I think Ian wanted them every week. Is that right, Ian?
Yeah.
He didn't want to organise them, though. The social nights and things like that are just on a pay-as-you-go basis. They're not part of the club. It's just whatever we do. If you want to join in, great. Membership costs. So how much does it cost me to get all these wonderful benefits and be a member of the club? The initial joining fee, as you can see, is £50. Membership paid monthly is £25 per month, and membership paid annually is slightly discounted at £290 per year. Hopefully some of you will be able to put the cost of your business networking club through your company as a business expense, of course. So, I hear you ask, where do I sign? Now, hopefully you all sign a little quicker than Josh did, but just see how happy he is that he's signed. Today you can sign up by filling in the forms on your table. If you don't have your bank account details, that's okay. Just fill in the contact details and sign the form. We can then send you out membership number and details for payment. If you don't want to join today and would prefer to do it later, then visit our website and complete the online form or drop us an email. Our team that have been introduced to you is on hand today if you have any questions, or if you have any questions at the end of my session. That's our website details. It's dead easy to remember, www.1885club.co.uk, and email address info@1885club.co.uk. So there you have it, the features and benefits of the 1885 Dunfermline Athletic Business Club. I hope it's for you. Does anyone have any questions?